Hello, welcome to the 100th episode of the Berry Nation podcast. I can't believe those words came out of my mouth. My name is April.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Natalie.
It is a true celebration. Before we hit record, we were talking about just how crazy it is that we are 100 episodes deep into a little humble podcast that used to be called East to West WLS. Has turned into. It's nuts. Yeah. It's bananas.
When you and I first started talking about even doing this as a whole, I never imagined that it was going to go as far, grow as big as it has. Like it's true. It truly is amazing.
Well, and I remember the very first time, well, it took me a hot minute. And now I'm sure you know this. It took me a hot minute to like really agree to do the podcast with Jason. Because every time we met via Zoom, I would have copious notes and all this stuff. And, oh, well, what are we going to talk about? And he was like, yeah, no, great. Like, that all sounds fine. And I'm like, okay, you're stressing me out here a little bit, bro. Like, you're like pushing me to my edge. And I was so nervous to record our first episode, and I did not record it. I either forgot to hit the button or I hit the wrong button. And I was so proud that I was like, okay, we've just done it. And then I went back to look for it and I was like, oh my God, it didn't record. It did not record. And that was after me losing my ever-loving mind for weeks, building us up to this first episode of like, nope, we're going to do it, record. Nope.
Well, the best part about that was, is those were my words to you when it was time to actually do it. Cause we kept going back and forth. Finally, I was like, April, just press record. Let's do this. And you were like, okay, fine. And then we didn't. So there's a really amazing first episode that's just out in the ether somewhere, and it lives in, you know, it lives in Zoom that was not recorded, and it was amazing, and that's fine because we came back and we did a fairly good job of recreating what we talked about in the first one.
Yes, we did. Well, and I remember too just being very nervous thinking about like, you know, are we doing all of this work, and you know, are we going to kind of put this out there, and then, you know, is anybody going to listen? Like, And then I remember it was like the first couple days after we dropped that episode, it had like 50 or 60 listens. And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, that is insane, right? Like, I just, you know, we all know, right? It's nerve-wracking when you want to try doing something new and you put something out there. And now each one of our episodes have thousands of listens for each one. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can't. It's bananas.
Well, yeah, I used to bug you with all the podcast analytics and the followers and stuff back in the early days. And I would just, every couple of days, I'd be like, oh my God, did you see this? Oh my God, there's 100 people who've listened to the podcast. I was like, that's a lot of people. And then you think about it now and it's funny because, you know, you do that. And the funny thing about it is when people reach out now, even now, and say, oh my God, this episode was so amazing. Like you or April or Natalie said something that was just so, you know, profound to me, and it clicked in such a way. And, you know, my response is always, you know, I tell everybody, I'm like, well, you know, I really appreciate it. We thank you so much for listening. We're glad that it connected with you, but, you know, cause we don't have any idea. We really, even to this day, we know a bunch of people listen to it, but you really don't know the effect it has or the connection it makes with people until somebody reaches out and tells you, because you do feel, we do this, we sit and do this, and we talk to each other, and we know that the episode is, you know, turns out great. But at the end of the day, it's like, we don't know what it does, you know, how it connects with, if it misses the mark, or if we're doing, you know, what we're supposed to be doing, or if everything's staying the same, or, you know, without that, without the people reaching out. So it always is so humbling to me for people to reach out and say those things, because that we know we're still doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we met. I reached out to you guys and I said, hey, this episode, I was very newly post-op. And I said, this episode really hit me. This hit me hard. And that's really how our friendship started, which is bananas, you know, to think about. Like, all I did was send that DM or post that story just saying, man, I listened to this episode and it just really hit me. And I think that's what, now that I'm on the other side of like being in the podcast and being a co-founder of Berry Nation, it's like when we do get those messages, I can remember that time when it's something hit me. Mm-hmm. And it's full circle. It makes you feel so good that you can do that for other people.
Yes. That full circle. And you hit the nail on the head, Matt. All right. It was a simple DM. That was what did all of this. And it seems like such an innocuous form of conversation, but it's not. It can be the inception. It can be the beginning of an amazing opportunity to connect with somebody, a friendship, an opportunity, a growth moment. It you know, that one little message can really truly change the trajectory of your life if you're willing to just send it, if you're willing to just reach out and offer feedback or say, hey, this connected, this resonated, this, I mean, that's all it takes. And it sounds bananas, but it's true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, so it was interesting because, right, you guys know I've got our very first episode pulled up, and then I have the episode that we recorded with Nat, and we really connected with you early on. Nat, you joined us on episode number 16.
Which you said that number right before we recorded. And I was like, it doesn't seem like it was that, like the podcast was that new. Like I remember because I listened to you guys beforehand and I remember thinking like, wow, this is like a great podcast. You know, they talk about everything that I care about. And just to realize that I was number six, it wasn't even like 20 or 50 or whatever. Yeah. It's like, that blows my mind.
Yes. Number 16. Well, and when you go back and you look at the early catalog, we really hit the ground running with experts pretty much right away. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was, you know, Jason and I, and then I think episode 2 or 3 was an expert. And then it was us again, an expert. And we just kept stacking on those experts. And I think that was one of the reasons that people were really drawn to it, because for the first time, I think a lot of us felt like, oh, okay, I can relate to the patient, but that I'm also getting quality information from these experts that I know I need to have in my life if I want to find success. That was a little bit of a different dynamic from what else was out there, right? It was like the person hosting the podcast was an expert who had also had surgery, which is great. But I always thought they were a little bit too clinical for even what I was looking for. I just wanted to hear from the people who were like going through what I was going through.
Yes.
And well, yeah, because you have to think about it from the clinical standpoint. Even if it's an expert who has had the surgery themselves, they're so worried about scaring people off from the procedure that they still have to keep everything on the lighter side and keep it bright and shiny and make it, you know, there's nothing to fear here. Like, it's all good. And we come in and be like, no, man, I ain't gone to the bathroom in 9 days. Like, I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time. Like, we talk about all the things because legitimately we know from the patient perspective that people out there need to know that not only are they not alone, that this type of stuff is, you know, normal, and how somebody that was in their shoes handled it so they can get through the other side of it. Because if you just keep everything bright and shiny, it isolates people and they think that they're the only one, and then they just kind of further revert back into their hole and don't want to talk to anybody about it because they don't want that shame of being like, oh, well, I messed up. Like, well, no, it's not like that. Like, we and you know, April and I and even Natalie when she came along, that's something that we always made sure that we wanted to do, that we wanted to always be honest and open. And it couldn't be like, we can't just show the good parts of it, because that's what a lot of social media is. And we didn't want to be that. And so that's why I think that when you look at the grand scheme of things in our community, you know, the trusted are the ones that show all sides and the ones that are, you know, that are genuine from the jump. Like, you know what you're going to get when you listen to our podcast, when you join a live, when you join a meetup, when you come to a VBM, like all of those things, you know, people just, they understand. And it's one of those things that it matters to people, especially in our community.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that often, right? And it can be really, it is very difficult to be transparent. Because you just don't think, the first thing that you think when you're struggling is not, oh, I'm going to go share this with the people on a social media platform, right? Your first instinct is to, whoop, like, I'm just going to not share it. But as we discussed often, if we don't let people see all of it, right, or a vast majority of it, when they struggle, they're going to think that that struggle is odd. When in fact it's not, right? Nope, I've been through that. We've been through that. If we can share the struggle and talk about how we're moving through it, or just acknowledge that it's even happening, then other people are going to realize that when they're going through the same thing, there's nothing wrong with them, that this is the process. The process mm-hmm. are these ups and downs. They are these struggles. They are these setbacks. That's actually what the journey is, right? When it's good, it's okay. But when it's bad, that's kind of how you know things are happening. Things are changing. Things are becoming something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of one of those things where it doesn't matter if you have 50 followers or 50,000 followers, yes. You're inspiring somebody. Somebody yes. is watching your journey and they want to know, and you're, you know, and that kind of gets people worried, you know, much like in some of the struggles that I've had as of late, you know, coming to you guys and being like, hey, you know, I don't know if I need to be talking about this, because, you know, what happens if people that look up to me see that I'm struggling, then they're going to think that, you know, I kind of get the imposter syndrome thing going on, because you're like, well, I'm out here trying to tell people, you know, trying to be a host of this podcast and do the, you know, things in the community and do the, you know, how we do in our membership community, but I'm not winning. So if I don't have this thing down, how am I going to tell other people about what the things that we found and what we do? But the reality of it is everyone struggles. Nobody just goes through this without an issue and just nails the whole thing. Like, it just doesn't happen. And to have people out there thinking that is really what you both told me, like, no, people need to know that even us, even whoever that may be, even the person you put on the highest pedestal of, you know, for following them, it happens to everybody. They just, you know, it just depends on whether or not they decide to share it.
Yeah. And we have this conversation all the time. I mean, you know, Jason said he just went through something. Okay, April and I can get him through it and get him to share. You know, if I'm going through something, you know, Jason, April do the same thing. You know, and that's what the community is about. But I think that's what our goal as Berry Nation, as this podcast, the community, et cetera, is like, share what you're going through, because we guarantee someone else is going through the same thing. Or has gone through the same thing.
Yes, right. The story is in the struggle.
Yep.
That's where the story lives. And that's the story that needs to be told, as well as when things are going good. But truly, that the story is in that struggle. And it's how we move through it. It's how we get through it. It's what we try. It's what we discover. That's what this is all about, right? Well, let's take a little listen to our very first podcast episode. I'm just going to hit play on the very beginning. Oh, and I'm just going to brace you. I know that I'm a loud person, so this might be loud.
Welcome to East to West Weight Loss Surgery, the podcast. I am the West piece.
And I'm Jason Smith. I am the East to the East to West Weight Loss.
Jason and I are super excited to start this new adventure. We met kind of randomly. I host some virtual bariatric meetups. Jason came to one of them, and after one of the meetings, he and I just kind of started, you know, talking about our experiences. We realized that we had a lot in common, but we had a lot to share, and just in our conversations, we really found that the more that we spoke to each other, the more that we kind of learned about our own experiences. So I approached
that about sums it up.
Yeah.
That's very true.
We'll just play that clip at the beginning of every
right? Of every episode. Oh my God. I was so nervous. I mean, you sound nervous, Jason.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Cause I think even though I had done things like this in the past, I've always had, you know, even though I had experience doing things like this before we started this, this always was different for me. It was a different, I wanted to approach this and attack this completely different, because this meant more to me than any other project that I've previously done. Because, you know, I had, you know, my other stuff was like sports podcasts or stuff like, you know, just general what's going on in the world today podcast. But connecting with people on this level in this community, and it has always been something that's been so important to me that I wanted to, I was nervous for that, because I knew it wasn't anything like I had done before, because, you know, being on camera, being live, being those things is normal for me, but this was always different, and it always just, it's always held a special place for me.
That's a good point, because when you're talking about something so like, this is your story, this is your life, right? And so you want to make sure that you are portraying it in a way that is authentic and real to you. And you just don't want to like, you don't want to mess up. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that goes in there. Well, and when we first started, we were East to West WLS. And we did that because you live in Florida. I live in Washington. And it just made sense, right? That was the thing that was connecting us. But I also remember after we picked the name, we kind of rolled it out. Some people reached out and they're like, I don't quite understand what East to West is. And it's like, oh yeah, like that would make sense, right? Like East to West WLS, that's a freaking mouthful. That is like the longest podcast. That's the longest name in the history of probably podcasts. But it worked because it resonated with people and it was authentic to us. And it was, you know, it was our very humble beginning, but man, it was magical. It really was. And the people who were in it to win it knew it and joined on with us early on. And mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun to watch the podcast grow. And then, right, like as we got messages from people like Natalie, we made all of these other connections in the community. It was like, oh my God, people are listening, people are enjoying, it's resonating, it's connecting, we're growing as individuals. So like Nat, what do you remember about the early days when we first connected?
Well, you know, I sent that DM to East to West at the time, and I think Jason and I went back and forth a few times and just talked about what resonated with me. At this moment, I cannot remember what episode I was talking about, but I think it might have been with Wendy. You guys were speaking with her about the importance of mental health along this journey, and I was newly post-op. I was 2 months out. I was in the thick of that mental health stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to that episode and just being like, oh my gosh, like getting my steps in, being like, whoa, like mind blown the whole time. And then, yeah, just reached out and Jason and I went back and forth a few times. And then, you know, you both just said, hey, we'd love to have you on the podcast. And April, being the preparation queen that she is, was like, hey, can I call you, you know, just the night before, go over some show notes? And I was like, yeah, totally, that sounds good, because I was nervous. And I'd never done anything like this before. And I said, yeah, sure, that's no problem. And April and I literally spoke on the phone for over 3 hours. And like no time had passed, like we were just buddies. Like it just happened.
Yes.
And I don't like talking on the phone. That is a very known fact. If you know anything about me, I don't really like talking on the phone. I will to certain people, but in general, like a stranger, no thanks. Mm-hmm. You can text mm-hmm. me. And so the fact that I could sit on the phone with someone I'd never met for over 3 hours was like green flag number one. And then, you know, we were like, oh my gosh, we need to stop. We need to shut up and like, let's just record tomorrow. And so then same thing, you know, we get into this recording and we record this awesome episode. And then again, I think we talked for like 2 hours, the three of us, and it just felt right. Like I finally felt like I was understood, like I was heard. And I loved listening to Jason and April and hearing about their stories. And it was kind of just history from there. And we, you know, a couple of weeks later, we were still talking all the time. And, you know, April and Jason were just like, hey, we don't know about this social media stuff. Can you help us? And I was unemployed. So I was like, sure, this would be a fun thing for me to do while I'm unemployed and like, I'm bored at home. And then it just kept going and growing from there. And just also very excited to see how much it's changed from that 16th episode until now at our 100th. It's just pretty mind-blowing.
Well, and the other thing too that I'm sitting here thinking about is like, look at all of the life that we have lived since really meeting each other. I mean, yes. Nat, I think about like, oh my God, yeah, that like completely left my mind. You were unemployed. You were in a really rough spot in your life when we met. And you just threw yourself all in on not only your own journey, but like really crafting the life that you wanted, to east to west, to growing it, to like understanding all of the things. I mean, it was, oh my God. And now you're like in a completely different place in your life now than you were way back then.
Yeah. I forget about it often as well. But when people are like, oh, when did you have surgery? I'm like, oh, you know, I was unemployed. It was COVID. It was like, no, that was a whole different life because I was unemployed. It was 2020, the year of the pandemic, and which we're still in, but like when everything was shut down and I had nothing to do. Everyone says, oh, 2020 sucked. And like, yeah, it did. But I don't have any hatred towards 2020 because I had my surgery. I met you guys. You know, I did all of these amazing things in 2020. So that was a pretty good year for me, not gonna lie.
Well, really, it's kind of your foundational year. You figured out what you did not want your life to look like, and you actively made steps to turn it around. Really, I mean, it's fitting for this month. We're talking about setbacks and obstacles.
Yeah,
you really ran into every single setback or obstacle that could have been thrown in your path, and you did the work to move through them. You set your life up to be very different from the one that you were currently in. You took the time to kind of be mad and angry and sad and upset. You reached out to people that you trusted, you gained new skill sets, you tried new things, you pursued. And that very strong foundation that you built is now where you're building these walls of your life on, a very successful life that you're building for yourself. But it was because of that, right? That foundation, that again, right? The story is in that struggle. That's where it all happened.
Yeah. And I'm thankful that east to west was even a thing because that gave me, like, talk about early days, you know, it's like that gave me the platform to, that was my first time really just telling my story in a conversational way. And so that really, after that episode, I remember being like, oh, telling my story isn't that hard. Like, I can just tell it. And I think that's another thing that the community, especially like Berry Nation, and we give people the platform to just be like, oh, that wasn't so hard. That wasn't like the most dangerous thing I've ever done. Like, I can just tell my story.
Well, and the reason that we were so adamant about making the Berry Nation membership community a safe place is because we know how powerful it is to just publicly tell your story. And if you're not ready to like publicly share your story with anyone in the world, you need that safe place to go and practice telling it. Like, you really need to get it. It's one thing when it's up here and you're telling it to yourself, but when you speak it out to the universe, it changes it in a way that makes it much more powerful. And you need that safe place to tell those, to start to tell your story. Because the more that you speak it, the more real that it becomes. And as you said, Nat, the thing that you were so worried about when it comes to telling your story or parts of it, you think are really bad, right? You're just worried that like, oh, but if I share it, bad things are going to happen. Then the more that you do, you realize actually nothing bad is coming of this. I'm just really getting to understand myself and my own story at a deeper level.
Well, and as you come along in the journey as well, you start realizing that your values change and your self-value will change. And as it grows, you start to care a little bit less about anybody that may detract from your statement, your story, because you realize that you can no longer live your life based on someone else's comfort level. If you're in a situation where that's not working for you, you're going to find a situation that does work for you. And if you have to make some changes to do that, you're going to be more likely to make those changes now because you realize, like, you know, I tell myself a lot of the time, I'm making the best out of this second chance that I have at life. I went through all of this for this specific reason. I don't give a shit what makes you uncomfortable. It's not about you. It's about me. At the end of the day, I've got to lay down with myself and I've got to get up and look at myself in the mirror in the morning. And I know, you know, I'm not going to lie to myself to make you feel better. Like, why would I do that? I'm the one that has to live my life. And if you're not on board with that, if you're not going to be in my cheering section, then I'm going to need you to move around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and it's rather fitting, Natalie, because the title of your episode is Perseverance and the Power of Gratitude.
Oh yeah. That was my word, right? It was like, grow through what you go through. I remember that.
Yes. That was where it came from. It was this episode.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's pause and let's take a little listen.
Because I thought I've had a VSG. It just didn't work for me. Wow. And actually, when I was coming out of my most recent surgery, I had it done at the Obesity Control Center in Tijuana. They said, did you know that you had a placation? And I said, no. And they said, well, you did. And 2/3 of your sutures are also, became undone. So not only did I not have the surgery I thought I did, but it also wasn't done well.
It also failed miserably in the whole keeping your stomach together part.
Yeah. So I had a big stomach all these years and I had no idea. I thought I just ruined it for myself.
How do you feel, Nat, hearing that little part of your story?
I sound so nervous. That's my main thing, is I'm like, I sound so quiet and timid. But I remember being very nervous to do this, because it was so foreign to me.
Well, and you're putting your story out there and you're saying, I've actually had bariatric surgery 3 times now. And here's why. And this is how I'm moving through this. This is how I'm getting through it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so unconventional. You know, every time I bring it up to people, the reactions never really get old, because they all are just like, oh, they have that kind of like puzzled look on their face. And I think from that moment when I did share my story, I remember thinking, people need to know that this is okay. Like, people need to know that having revisions twice is okay. And I was never told that that's okay. So I think that moment when I shared that part of my story is like, okay, you need to keep going because you need to tell people that it's okay. I remember thinking that after that episode.
Yeah. Yep. Well, again, right, once you say it one time, it's like, oh, maybe this does need to be spoken. And then the more often you share your story, the more you own it. And the more I think really grounded you become in your decisions and your ability to make decisions for yourself. And people respond and respect to somebody that is kind of the messenger of their own story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And we can't get there if we're not sharing it.
No. Yeah.
Well, and I know that our podcast, or our humble little podcast, has made a big impression on a lot of people, right? We've done a lot of good for a lot of people, and that makes us very excited, because we know, because some of them reach out and they tell us that. Well, we have quite a few people who have left us voice messages, and none of us have heard them we haven't heard them through. So we recognize the names. We know who has called in and left us messages, but we're really excited to like hear them for the first time together. So I'm going to share our first message from our friend, Christy. Let's hear what she has to say about the podcast.
Hello, this is Christy from Victoria, BC, Canada. I just wanted to let you know how much being a part of this community means to me, how much hearing your stories from the three of you means to me, and also getting to know you how open you are into having new people in your life. This Berry Nation has opened up a whole new door to a community of where I get to be myself, and I don't have to worry about what others are thinking of me and what I look like, what I'm eating. All of that is kind of gone with this group of people, this community. So thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait to see and excited for where Berry Nation goes and to be a part of it. Love you guys.
I love Christy so much.
Yes, that is so sweet. Those are the messages that we need to hear to keep going. I mean, that lets us know we're connecting with the right people and we're making people feel validated and needed and understood and just able to be. When you hear somebody tell you that you allowed them to be themselves, that you can't get any better than that. You just can't.
I can die right now and be totally fulfilled.
Yeah. Yes. Because that is the goal, right? We want everybody to know that there's nothing wrong with you, right? You're not a bad bariatric patient. You are doing everything correct. It's okay to be yourself. And what I always feel in this community is that I really can be myself and people really like me for me. And it's not that I jive with everybody. It's not that like I'm everybody's favorite person. It's not that. It's just that I can be myself and there are people out there that are excited to get to know me because of me. And not for any other reason. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me so happy to know that Christy has found that feeling too in our community.
Yeah. Christy and I talk a lot. I actually, in our April Tacoma event coming up in a few short weeks, almost days now, I got to hang out with Christy for the first time and we have been so close. Our stories are so similar. And just to hear her say all of that also just makes me feel good because as a friend, because that's my goal as a friend to anyone that I'm friends with is to make them feel like they can be themselves. So it's just such a good feeling to know that we're creating that community for people.
We are. We absolutely are. All right. Ready for another voice message?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Hey everyone, this is Casey. I have been following Bari Nation's podcast since I was pre-op, and I cannot express how much gratitude I have to April, Jason, and Natalie for starting the podcast and for creating Bari Nation. I'm a proud member, and I feel like I found my family and my safe place with you all, and I can't thank you enough. Your humor, your lightheartedness, and your knowledge has been integral to my success in my journey, and I can't imagine a better place to hang out. Thanks so much and congratulations. We love you.
I
have cry by the end.
I know. I have such a special bond with Casey. Casey lives really close to me and to Nat. And I remember the first time I met her in real life. We went kayaking at the lake over the summer and my mother-in-law was there at the time and Casey came to the door, rang the doorbell. Oh my God. Hi. Hello. You know, we just hugged and into the house we went and Casey sat down at the table where my mother-in-law was and the three of us just started chatting and it was time for my mother-in-law to go and okay. You know, Casey said, oh, I'm going to go change and I get into my bathing suit and then we'll go. And so I walked my mother-in-law out to her car and she goes, oh, what a nice friend, you know, like how long have you guys known each other? And I was like, oh, this is the first time we're ever meeting in person. And she was like, what? I thought you have known this woman since college. And I was like, no, I met Casey like a couple months ago on Instagram and then I invited her to come kayaking with me. My mother-in-law thought that we were like kindred spirits with a decade-long friendship. And I told her, I said, no, I mean, this is just kind of the power of this community. When you connect with somebody, you can connect on such a deep level almost immediately because you know exactly what that other person has been like. Mm-hmm. And when you want to talk about, you know, your relationship with food or how life used to be, or, you know, how limited your life was, you just get to the heart of very meaningful facets of life almost instantly. It just cuts out the fluff and then boom, I'm right into this meaningful conversation with somebody here and I'm right into a meaningful friendship with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's why I've been trying to tell so many people about retreat. When you go, like people are like, well, what if I don't have anything in common with people? Like, I don't know how to start just talking to people. I'm like, everybody has something in common because we've all had the surgery. Like that's the icebreaker right there. That's it. How far post-op are you? How far, you know, when's your surgery date? Like, are you pre-op? Like, if you, you know, there's all kinds of ways to talk about it because we legitimately have the deepest bond already is the fact that we're, you know, we're bonded in battles. So we've all been through the struggles. Like we know, like we've been there. So that's the biggest and best part about this community. And that's why these friendships, when you meet your, you know, your so-called internet friends, it's why it seems like that to everybody, because we legitimately have already been through all that, all the small talk and funny business. Now it's straight. Like that's why we have connections of why we call it our Barry family, because that's legitimately how it is.
Yeah, Casey and I actually went to the same surgeon, so that's how we connected. And then same thing, we talked about everything under the sun, and then got to meet her very briefly at the retreat in November. But then we went, and I've loved her since the moment we had our conversations. But again, having those in-person times. So when we went to the Renew event in Ohio, we had a mini house party.
It was a house party.
Casey and I just kind of went off to the side, and we just like spewed at each other. That was the first time we really had like one-on-one time together. And same thing, April, I'm like, wow, I feel like I've known her for my whole life. Like, it's just like you say something and she's like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. But to hear that we can also, like, she creates that space for like us in that like one-on-one time, but to know that we can create that space for her in, you know, the podcast, Instagram, and Barry Nation, like the community, just feels really good to know that we're supporting her as much as she's supported us, you know, in those one-on-one times.
Yeah. No, it really does feel like a family.
Yeah.
A very nice, loving, secure, you know, family.
Yep.
Who would have known from freaking Instagram? Oh, good. Oh, I see. I recognize this name too. Heather. Our next message is from Heather.
I can't wait.
Hey everyone at Barry Nation, it's Heather Baum. I am recording this to congratulate you guys on your 100th episode. That is so amazing. Thank you for everything you've done for our bariatric community, for your inspiration, your encouragement, your support, for putting together this amazing platform that reaches so many people on so many levels. And I am just so excited to be a part of the development of this community. So again, congratulations. Love you guys. Talk to you again soon.
Dude. Well, and the craziest thing to me about Heather, well, I mean, I think there's a lot of crazy, amazing things about Heather. She is such a wonder woman rock star in our community. Heather is the type of human where if she sees that somebody's struggling, or she sees that somebody maybe is a little bit alone or needs help, she is the first one there. And I don't know how she does it. It's like she's got radar for this kind of stuff. But she is always the first one there to champion, to cheerleader, to say, oh, no, you've got this. Oh, I've been through that. Oh, no, let me offer you this. And she is so brilliant. She just took on a new job in a bariatric clinic. So now she's like doing her passion as her profession. And it's amazing. There is so much talent in our bariatric community. So much talent.
Yeah. I remember when she first had the opportunity to apply for that was around the time of the Live Your Dream event. And I was headed to Orlando for the Live Your Dream event, talking to her through messages about that. And she's, you know, she even went as far as to take a pay cut from the job she was in at the time to be able to follow that passion. Like she found a way to make it work. Like she was talking to me. She's like, I just don't know. Like, that's a big deal. Like, I don't. Yeah. And I told her, I was like, you know, you have to do what's right for you. You know, you may want to do this and follow this dream and passion, but if it's not going to physically work, then you're going to have to, you know, it may have to wait. And she was like, no, I really am committed to find a way to do it. So that just speaks to her rock star mentality and how she will move, you know, mountains to make things work for her. And I think she's done the same thing in her journey. And so it's so amazing to have somebody like that be a part of what we're doing. And for her to be so gracious to us about, you know, how we've helped her, it just, you know, it it just speaks to how cyclical this community is. Like, you help, when I tell people that helping you guys helps us just as much, that shows that it's exactly how that works. You know, people mm-hmm. say, you know, good in, good out. And that's exactly what we're here to hopefully provide.
Yeah.
There, what's that saying? It's like, whatever you put out, you'll get back times three. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, like, this episode is really special, because we do put out a lot. And so now we're kind of like receiving all of it times three. We're getting to see that, like, oh no, like, this is working. What we're doing is working. What we're doing is meaningful and impactful. Yeah. I also wanted to just speak to Heather as well. She's in everything. She, we had a book club one time with April was hosting, and she goes, "Hey, sorry, there's also like the Our Sleeve Life podcast is going live right now. Sorry, like, there's so much going on." She makes sure to like touch every single part of the community. And I think I get exhausted just thinking about how much she does in this community. Like, she really kind of dove headfirst into everything she can to make her success. And it shows, like, and yeah, I'm just really, I'm proud of her, and I'm glad that we're able to help her.
Oh man, she shares her recipe so freely, and it's just inspiring, right? If I know that I'm stuck, Heather's one of those community members that I can go to and be like, okay, I know you've been through this. What did you do? I know it. Yeah. And she is right there to say, oh, I did this, this, and this. Have you thought about this, this, and this? An amazing resource. Oh my gosh. Our next message from Cindy Cassidy.
Ooh. Hi, this is Cindy Cassidy, known as Blue Eyed Mafia. And I just love y'all at Berry Nation. And my aha moment, I think, is when you guys were talking about getting protein in, and how, you know, because our tummies are small, that's why we eat our protein first. And I was like, oh, so that's why. You guys rock, and congratulations.
It's so, I love interacting with her. She is one of the ride or die. She is there for all of the things, all of the support. And her aha moment really highlights just how important it is to keep listening, to keep searching, right? Because even though something is like small as that little tidbit of information, it can be missed along our journeys. And we need all of that. We need all of that information. But that one piece was like, oh, now all of the rest of this makes sense, because now I finally understand that. I could have heard it 99 times, but on the 100th, I'm like, oh, okay, now I understand it.
It really speaks to how we, in the bariatric community, in the bariatric world, we're told these things: eat your protein first, get your vitamins in. But we're not told the why. And I think that's what we do, or we try to do in this podcast, is like, but why? Why am I doing this thing? Because it makes sense, but I don't know why it makes sense. And I think that's where, you know, April, Jason, and I are willing to be the squeaky wheel and be like, no, I need to know why. Yeah. Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. How is that beneficial to me? And something as simple as eat your protein first, well, it actually has a reason. There is a reason. And we're going to tell you that reason. We're going to find that reason. And that's aha moments for us too. And I think that's also really powerful, because we're learning in the moment, the same as our listeners are learning in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And to have that collective safe place to learn together, and to really get to the why, to get to the, okay, I understand, I can read it here on this piece of paper, but why I need that is so powerful, right? That learning together.
Well, and the whole bariatric Bible binder thing that you get, you know, there's so many things in there that eventually no longer compute as a patient. As the further out you get, you start questioning a lot more of it. So when you have somebody, and we go after the answers to figure out exactly why, that's when it clicks with people, just like it clicks with us, because I mean, that's when it makes the most sense, because none of this other stuff, you're like, I'm 3 years out, 1200 calories still really isn't the realm I need to be in. So what about the rest of this isn't working anymore either? And so when we're still explaining as to why, that's when those whys make sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm glad that connected with her as well.
Yep. Well, and I'm just so thankful that, right, we have so many experts now kind of like in our world that we can reach out to them and go, hey, we don't understand this. Can you come on the podcast? Can you help explain this? Can you break this down for us? Because we're experts in the patient experience, right? We can talk all day long about what we're going through and what we're feeling and what we're experiencing. But when we couple it with the experts saying, well, this is actually why, that's where the growth happens. And that's where we can trust that the information that we're getting is valid and is really going to help lead us to that place of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember early on when I was talking to April about this, and I was saying, man, can you imagine how cool it would be if we could get like a bariatric dietitian and a bariatric surgeon and maybe even a plastic surgeon to come on? Like, how we would be so legit if we could get that to happen. Like, we would be solidified. Like, we would be an actual, like, legitimate, you know, podcast. And so the fact that I look back now and think of all the connections that we've been able to make in the community and how many people at the drop of a hat would come on an episode and just do whatever we needed them to do, it just, you know, there's so many amazing things about that. You know, yeah. One of those being the fact that our community is always there to help, and the people that we've connected with are genuine and they just want to make sure that the patients are successful as possible. Yeah. But just thinking of that, I mean, that's how, when we started, like when we say our humble little podcast, we started like, that's legit. Like, I legit thought that we would barely be able to connect with three professionals in this whole community. And now we've got probably 10 of each of those things easily. Yeah. That would drop and jump on if we needed them to.
Yeah.
I remember when we were like, do you think that Dr. Joe would come on the podcast? Do you think that like it would be okay? Mm-hmm. And now we're just like, hey, Joe.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to come on the podcast? Yeah. We have to talk about this. Yeah.
Who wants to reach out to Dr. Joe? Like, it's so professional. Yeah. And now it's like, you just text him. Like, hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm just so thankful. I'm incredibly thankful because all of these experts they share our mission of supporting the bariatric community in a new and different way, in a way that's meaningful and valuable. And the fact that we've been able to partner with so many amazing individuals just speaks to just how important this work is. It is critically important, critically important. And they're willing and excited to partner with us on that. It's pretty magical, really.
It is.
So our next voice message is titled Doing the Work of Weight Loss Surgery.
Ooh.
And you all know we are here for that is our friend Stephanie Rose.
I just want to thank Berry Nation Podcast, and I want to celebrate with you your 100th podcast. That is amazing. I want to thank all of you for your hard work and your dedication to the bariatric community. In my journey, you have helped me so much. My biggest aha moment is when you guys always say you are doing the work of weight loss surgery. And that is right. We are doing the work of weight loss surgery. And basically, if you meet your protein goal and you do nothing else today, that is amazing. And know that you are never a failure and that you are doing the work of weight loss surgery and you're not alone. And I just want to thank you guys for everything.
Ain't that the truth?
Yup.
Man, it is so hard to describe to somebody who has not had bariatric surgery or is even in the pre-op stages what the work of weight loss surgery is like, because it really does shift moment to moment, day to day, week to week, month to month, right? Like, it's always something different because the work of weight loss surgery is all encompassing. There is not a facet of our life that work does not impact at some point or another.
No.
Yeah,
it's tied to everything. I think it really shows, especially if you know Stephanie, like we do, she has not had that simple path, that honestly not many of us have anyway, but hers has been extremely rocky. And so for me to know that Berry Nation has helped her in that way, to be kinder to herself, to give her the face and grace, shameless plug if you're watching, to give her that space to be kinder to herself and to know that, like, she is doing the work of weight loss surgery in her state that she is now. It just feels really good that we can provide that for her.
Yes. Well, and I'm just so thankful that we can finally kind of put a finger on what the work is, right? And that we can say, oh no, that is the work of weight loss surgery. When people ask you, like, why is this so difficult? Or what are you doing? Oh, it's that, it's that, it's that. Oh, it's that. It's one of those things, but people need to know. People need to be aware that this is not the easy way out, right? That this is the work of our lifetimes. It is the work of weight loss surgery.
Well, and you know, thinking about, like you, like Natalie had said about Stephanie, about her, about Stephanie's journey, and knowing that it's hard, like, it's, that's really what we, you know, at the root of it, that's what we created Berry Nation for, is for those that are struggling, that have had the hardest roads, that have done the things, because community is for everyone, but at the same time, those that need it the most, we wanted to make sure that they had somewhere to turn. So it's awesome that, you know, we get to actually hear firsthand that that worked the way we had initially wanted it to. So those are the things, like I said, that just continue to push us forward, knowing that we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And Miss Sunday is going to take us out. She is our last voice message that we're going to listen to today. Oh, I love this woman. All right, here is Sunday's message.
Hey guys, it's Sunday. I just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes, and I am so very proud of you and proud to have been a member since the very beginning. And I don't think that you guys can know how much you mean to me and so many members of our community. You are really my friends, and I love you all very much. Happy 100th episode.
Oh, love Sunday. Sunday is the absolute best.
She is the best, and she has been there from day one. I mean, so many of you have been, but it's amazing to hear from her. Not that Sunday sits on the sidelines, but she is more in the background doing mm-hmm. things, and mm-hmm. she attends so many classes and lives and has just, like she said, supported from day one. And it's so nice to, like, hear her voice and hear that, you know, we've helped her in such a way. Yeah. I just love her.
Well, and what's so interesting to me is, I guess I never thought about it in that way, but our friendships have really grown from this very humble beginning. And these are true friends. These are people that we interact with meaningfully every day. These are people that we can reach out to or text or call or DM or rely on for that support that we need. And it truly is a loving friendship, because that support goes both ways. I can remember there's been plenty of times where I've really been struggling, and I've reached out to Sunday. I've reached out to almost every single person that called in and left a voice message. And it's hard for me to, like, really wrap my brain around, because we interact with so many people. But our bariatric surgery really broadened our ability to love and connect and to have a meaningful role in other people's lives. And it's almost like when the weight left, so grew the capacity for more people to be in my life and in our life. It's just such an odd and amazing trade-off. I never in a million years thought that that would be on the other side of bariatric surgery. I just didn't.
No, not at all. But it truly is amazing to have that when you do understand what that impact is on you as well as other people, because that is the absolute definition of what you're putting out is what you're getting back, because this immense love that you're feeling from other people is what they feel from you as well. And so it just, you know, that sympathy and empathy situation is you're getting the empathy from those that have walked the path with you. They understand, they get it. They've been there, and they, you know, you can lean on those pillars of support, because that's a strong foundation to build on, is this community, because you know, they're going to be here. Like you're not going to get cracks in that foundation. It's not going to go away. It's not going to crumble over time. It's always going to be here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does blow my mind. I was actually talking to someone recently about, our Instagram, our podcast, our community. And they said, it's kind of like an amplification. Like we can amplify our support and love like a broadcast network. I mean, that's literally what we're doing, but like, it really does just kind of like apparate, and it's all these little tiny molecules of support going all across the world. Yes. And it feels really good to know that like we are reaching so many different people, so many different spaces, and providing that support. But then we also kind of forget that like we also need that support. So this episode for us is really validating in ways that I don't think people truly understand, because we put out this podcast and we kind of just like put it out, right? We broadcast it, and then we're just kind of like twiddling our thumbs, like, well, hope that changed someone's life. Okay, like let's go on with our day. Yes. But to hear these like to hear these voice messages from people that we have connected with on such deep levels, and to know that like, okay, what we are doing is impactful. You know, these are only six of the, we have 15,000 of you on Instagram. That's only six. So to just know that like we're impacting people on that level, thousands of people on that level, pretty insane to feel and to know.
Yes. You know, and I struggle with that a little bit in the beginning, right? Because I'm, a teacher by nature. So, my job is offering students feedback, right? When they try something new. And when that feedback doesn't come back, when you do something, like a podcast, you wonder like, eh. But then when I really took a step back from that, I realized I don't actually need that, because if I learned something from the conversation that I had on this podcast, then I have impacted my own world. And by me becoming a better human, a better bariatric patient, just better understanding myself, I'm actually making a positive impact in the world, because anybody that interacts with me is getting the best version of me. So that's enough. And when I got there, then it was like, this is good for me. This is good for the world. You know, I can be this force of good that I want to create in the world. And, to know that the three of us have each other to create the support that we need for ourselves and then share that with others is mind blowing, right? We saw a need, we saw that something could be done in a different way, in a way that was more impactful for others. And we set out to create it. And it certainly has not been easy. This has been the hardest thing that I think I've ever done in my life, is East to West and now Berry Nation. And it continues to be hard and difficult, and I make mistakes every flipping day. But I know that I have the backing of a community that needs it just as much as I do and believes in it just as much as I do. That's, you guys know, every day people reach out to us. How can I help? How can I become involved? Yep. These members, these friends value it as much as I do. And that's just insane and so rewarding for me, right? It lets me know that we are doing the right thing. This is needed, this is necessary, and we're going to continue on to build something incredible, something that maybe hasn't existed before in the bariatric community, but right? That grand vision is there, and we're going to just continue to work towards that grand vision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think it's what you just said really got me thinking. It's like, we really do have this community who, if we do stumble, if we do have a slip up, if we do make a mistake, this community believes in our vision so much that they're like, that's okay. Yeah, let's just try this again. Do it this way. If you need help, like, let me know. And it's the most forgiving and supportive community I think I've ever been a part of. And I think that's really the bottom line, is that I know we say it at the end of every episode, the whole we've got this and or you've got this and we've got you. I think our community actually embodies it the same way and really flips it to us as well. And that really resonates across the board. Like, that slogan really is Berry Nation.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
Well, and it's, and I think the support comes from the genuine intent that they know that we have. Because that's really at the, when you strip it all down to its bare bones, that's what people want. They want to know that you're genuine and that the intent is there and that you're really coming from a place of, you know, thoughtfulness, caring, loving. We really are genuinely trying to make this community a better place, a safer place, a more, you know, understood place, breaking stigmas, clearing all this, you know, old negative thinking out of the way. And that's where all of that comes from. When people know you're in it for the right reasons, doing the right things, and it's a genuine path of growth and done the right way, when you're not trying to take advantage of anybody, that's where the understanding and the support comes from. I think people are willing to get behind something if they know you're in it for the right reason.
Yeah. And transparency is key for that, right? Just, yeah. And just being our most genuine, authentic selves at all times, right? Acknowledging when things are going good, acknowledging when things are going bad, and sharing how we are moving through those obstacles and setbacks together publicly is powerful. Well, absolutely. I think to wrap up this episode, can you guys think what's one word that you're feeling right now to kind of describe like what you're thinking about reaching this milestone, right? Our 100th episode. Mine is proud. I feel very proud.
Yeah, I'm going to go with grateful.
I feel full.
That's pretty perfect, my friend. Well, Jason, would you like to take us out on our 100th episode?
I would indeed. As I've said before, and I will continue to say, we want to thank everyone for all of your support. The likes, the shares, the follows, the subscribes, the telling a friend to tell a friend. Like, we've grown the way we have because you guys have helped create and support that. And we thank you as always, because like we say, you helping us is us helping you, is us, you know, we help each other, and that works for everybody involved. And just remember, at the end of the day, as always, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Congrats, friends.
Bye. Yes, you too. Bye-bye.